At least the leapfrog advance was over with once we started to encircle. I could quit counting and concentrate on speed. It was getting to be less healthy to be anywhere, even moving fast. We had started with the enormous advantage of surprise, reached the ground without being hit, at least I hoped nobody had been hit coming in, and had been rampaging in among them in a fashion that let us fire at will without fear of hitting each other, while they stood a big chance of hitting their own people and shooting at us, if they could find us to shoot at all. I'm no games theory expert, but I doubt if any computer could have analyzed what we were doing in time to predict where we would be next. Nevertheless, the home defenses were beginning to fight back, coordinated or not. I took a couple of near misses with explosives, close enough to rattle my teeth even inside armor, and once I was brushed by some sort of beam that made my hair stand on end and half paralyzed me for a moment, as if I had hit my funny bone, but all over. If the suit hadn't already been told to jump, I guess I wouldn't have got out of there. Things like that make you pause to wonder why you ever took up soldiering. Only I was too busy to pause for anything. Twice, jumping blind over buildings, I landed right in the middle of a group of them, jumped at once while fanning wildly around me with a hand flamer. Spurred on this way, I closed about half of my share of the gap, maybe 4 miles, in minimum time, but without doing much more than casual damage. My Y-rack had gone empty 2 jumps back. Finding myself alone in sort of a courtyard, I stopped to put my reserve HE bombs into it while I took a bearing on Ace. Found that I was far enough out in front of the flank squad to think about expending my last 2 A-rockets. I jumped to the top of the tallest building in the neighborhood. It was getting light enough to see. I flipped the snoopers up onto my forehead and made a fast scan with bare eyes, looking for anything behind us worth shooting at, anything at all. I had no time to be choosy. There was something on the horizon in the direction of their spaceport. Administration and control, maybe, or possibly even a starship. Almost in line and about half as far away was an enormous structure, which I couldn't identify even that loosely. The range to the spaceport was extreme, but I let the rocket see it, said, "Go find it, baby," and twisted its tail, slapped the last one in, sent it toward the nearer target, and jumped. That building took a direct hit just as I left it. Either a skinny had judged, correctly, that it was worth one of their buildings to try for one of us, or one of my own mates was getting mighty careless with fireworks.